Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. COVID-19 hospitalizations appear to have peaked in Texas after a massive surge sparked by holiday gatherings. But as Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports, hospitals are still experiencing a surge in patients in intensive care units around the state.
State data show more than 13,000 Texans are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's more than at any time during the summer surge. While new cases and hospitalizations appear to be trending down, the virus is still spreading rapidly. The state continues to report thousands of new cases every day. Hospital capacity remains an issue, especially in intensive care units. Federal figures show more than 50 ICUs in the state report no available staffed beds. Deaths are also on the rise. Daily death counts topped 420 for 3 days this past week. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.
More than 416,000 people have died from COVID-19 around the U.S., and there have been nearly 25 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus, this according to data from Johns Hopkins University. 1 year ago today, the Chinese city of Wuhan went into lockdown, and for the next 76 days, the city's 11 million residents were shut inside their own homes to contain the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Emily Fang spent the last few days in Wuhan to get a sense of the city 1 year on.
A year ago, Wuhan streets were deserted, its hospitals overcrowded. Now life is nearly back to normal, though large gatherings are still forbidden. Many residents are proud Wuhan took strict measures early on. Others are angry about how harsh those measures were. Wuhan is celebrating months without a single new coronavirus case, although dozens of new cases appear in at least three provinces across China. The state has also arrested or vilified anyone with the slightest criticism of China's early mishaps in containing the virus. One blogger, Fang Bin, who documented the early, desperate days of the lockdown, has simply gone missing after being arrested. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
President Biden reversed the travel ban that affected several majority Muslim nations. As David Kondos of the Kansas News Service reports, that means some immigrants could be reunited with loved ones they haven't seen in years.
Ilama Mohamud is a Somali-American in Garden City, Kansas. She says some of her relatives have been closely following the U.S. election on their TVs in African refugee camps. And for them, Biden's executive order reversing the travel ban brought celebration and relief.
It's like they're sure of getting their people and their families back. So they're very much happy and they have a lot of hope. Before, they never had any hope.
Mohamud says some of the Somalis she knows in the U.S. and abroad are already making travel plans. The ban had been in place for 4 years this month. For NPR News, I'm David Kondos.
And you're listening to NPR News. There was one winning ticket in the $1 billion Mega Millions lottery. It was purchased in Michigan. As NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports, it's one of the largest jackpots in the nation's history.
With just six numbers drawn Friday night, a ticket sold at a Michigan grocery store made somebody one of the richest people in the country. The winning numbers, 4, 26, 42, 50, 60, and the Mega Ball of 24. The ticket was purchased at a Kroger in Novi, a suburb of Detroit. The winner has not yet come forward. It's the second largest jackpot in the history of Mega Millions, and they won't have to split the money because only one ticket got all six numbers right throughout the entire country. If they take the upfront cash option, that's nearly $780 million before taxes. The odds of winning were about 1 in 300 million. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
The world's most famous sled dog race has lost another major sponsor. ExxonMobil, a sponsor since 1978, says it will end its relationship with the event after this year's shortened race. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has lobbied ExxonMobil for years to drop its sponsorship of the Iditarod race in Alaska. PETA says that they're not going to stop until dogs are no longer forced to, quote, race until they're dead. Exxon cites economic reasons, but also says the health and the safety of the dogs is important. The Iditarod has only one sponsor left, the Millennium Hotel in Anchorage. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.